When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My wrestler friends at Comedy Sports, I was like, ooh, can we get some promos where he goes to Make-A-Wish kids and just like shits on their life? Because that would be fucking hilarious. Oh my God, that'd be so good.
They could do it in the vein of, remember when Peyton Manning did that Saturday Night Live sketch where he was throwing the football at the kids?
Yes. Yes.
Something like that, where John, like, he thinks.
You want to live your dream and be a pro wrestler, and he's just F5, and I'm like, F5, and FU, and I'm like crazy. Yeah, he that'd be fucking awesome.
Puts the kids in submission holds and shit like that.
Oh my God. Puts them into an SDFU. Or better yet, he does like Cena punches for wins for like the next month. He's just like randomly doing matches where he's just doing that shit ass, like, that back fist that he did for like a hot second, where he's like, I'm going to debut the sixth move.
No. And it's funny. There's a Hunter does a good press conference answer afterwards talking about John, like, you know, he could have come in here and just, you know, kissed babies and shook hands for a year and it would have been fine and everybody would have loved it. But John's the kind of guy that realized that he has months left on his career, right? And if he ever was going to do it, he had to do it now or it was never going to happen, right? Like, he's already talked about how he almost did it in like the early 2010s, you know. I think the fact that Paul's in charge and Dwayne is there to do it together. Yes, and I think John's the one that wanted to do it. If John didn't want to do it, they wouldn't have done it. And I'll tell you this, I don't think Vince would ever let him turn heel.
No chance.
No chance in hell?
Yeah. Oh.
All right. So, folks, you already know that I've been recording this. Aesop doesn't know. Dave Sop doesn't know I was just recording. So, a little pre-oddity wrestling treat there. Do you like that?
Look, you know what? Way to catch me off guard. Remember the last time this happened when we recorded later in the day, I guess? We're about to have another one of these instances.
Well, we better start the show.
Oh, fuck. The Oddity News. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the latest edition of the Oddity News on the Oddity News Network, ChairShot Radio Network, also known as thechairshot.com. My name is Dave Wirtz. I am your host, but with me, as always, we do have a co-host, my co-anchor and cohort. Give it up for one Corey O'Graff, also known as PC Tunney.
That's right. I plan all the moves out, baby.
You know what? I can only imagine your dance moves are a solid 4.
Out of 4. You got it.
As in, for other people to witness, not me.
It's somewhere like slightly, just almost as good as Michael Jackson, but better than Elaine Benes.
You know what? Here's the thing. I don't think you want to be associated with Michael Jackson all anymore.
Okay, James Brown. Nope, that one doesn't work either.
Ooh, oof.
Chris Brown. Nope. Not that one either.
Fred
Arquette. Nope. Diddy. Nope.
It's just getting worse.
I'm out of baby oil too, by the way. Can someone write that down on the fridge magnet board there? Baby oil.
Your cats will get it for you. Well, PC, how has your weekend a been?
Great. No plans this weekend other than watching Elimination Chamber last night, and that was a nice little conversation we had before the show. But yeah, it's not snowing here. It's supposed to be like 60 next week. That's awesome. So
yeah, well, what's today like?
Cold.
Yeah. that's just how it is. I got 28 on my computer, which is just lovely. It's better than it was yesterday, which was 24. But you know, worse than 2 days ago, which was around 55. You know, Wisconsin weather just can't make up its fucking mind.
Well,
but you know, that's how it be sometime.
What do they say in Wisconsin? If you don't like the weather, stick around for a day; it'll change.
That feels apropos.
Okay.
And hey, I think it's time that we get into the news of the week. I know it's quite a heavy week on the serious talk, but you know, that's what you listen to the oddity for, because we've got stories of the weird and ridiculous. And let's start off with the snowy aspect that we were speaking of before. This comes from ABC News, abc.net.au, actually. Chinese snow village apologizes for using cotton wool to create fake snow. Yes, a tourist village in China's southwestern province of Sichuan, famed for its scenic snow landscape, said it was sorry for using cotton wool and soapy water to create fake snow after online criticism from visitors went viral. In a post on its official WeChat account on February 8th, the Chengdu Snow Village Project said during the Lunar New Year holiday at the end of January, the weather was warm and the village did not take shape as anticipated. China is facing hotter and longer heat waves and more frequent and unpredictable heavy rain as a result of climate change, the country's weather bureau has warned. In order to create a snowy atmosphere, the tourist village purchased cotton for the snow, the Chengdu Snow Village Project said in a statement. After receiving feedback from the majority of the netizens, the tourist area began to clean up all the cotton. The village said it deeply apologizes for the changes and that tourists could get a refund. The site has since been closed, however. Photos on WeChat showed large cotton wool sheets strewn about the grounds, only partially covering leafy areas. A thick snow layer appeared to blanket the houses in the zone, but as you got closer, it was all cotton, said one netizen. That's truly disappointing, especially when you see these pictures in which that is just a pillow. I mean, it's not even in like an attempt to make it even look really snowy.
Now, wait a cotton picking minute.
Hold on now.
I shouldn't use that phrase anymore, I don't think.
Yeah. There it is. Last episode of The Oddity. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to all 30. Go back to wrestling talk.
Yeah. There, we're well, canceled.
How about a even bigger mistake, Dave Sopp? Another near miss. Citigroup mistakenly credited a customer account with $81 trillion. This coming from CNBC.com. Citigroup mistakenly credited a customer's account with $81 trillion last year when it meant to just send $280. The payment, which took place last April, was missed by two employees but caught 90 minutes after it was posted, the Financial Times reported Friday. It was reversed several hours later and reported to the Federal Reserve and Office of the Comptroller of the Currency as a near miss. The event is the latest mistake disclosed by the Wall Street Bank, which is struggling to overcome a series of operational errors in recent years. Despite the fact that a payment of this size could not actually have been executed, our detective controls promptly identified the inputting error between the Citi ledger accounts and we reversed the entry. Citi said in a statement to NBC News, our preventative controls would have also stopped any funds leaving the bank. While there was no impact to the bank or our client, the episode underscores our continued efforts to continue eliminating manual processes and automating controls through our transformation. Citi neither confirmed nor provided comment on the number of near misses it has experienced. The bank has been working to repair its reputation since it sent $900 million in error to creditors engaged in a continuous battle over the debt of cosmetics group Revlon 5 years ago, which led to the ousting of former CEO Michael Corbett, as well as big fines and regulatory consent orders requiring Citi to fix the issues. That is a gigantic error. It's not even like
one that it could not affect me, of course. Obviously.
It's not even like extra zeros, because like 280 and 81 is not. Yeah. So What would you do if you woke up and you saw $81 trillion? I would just drive around to ATMs all day.
You know what? I don't even know. I don't even know. I there'd be no chance that I did anything for like the next 10 minutes. I would just be like, I'd be completely dumbfounded. Again, I can't be one of the lucky people. I wish. I'll take $81. I don't even need the trillion part.
I would at least like Citibank, if I'm that guy, to print me out a receipt that says that shows I have 81 trillion in my bank account so I can keep it or take a picture of it before they reverse it back.
Yeah, like just for once, can I get one of those ridiculously gigantic checks? Like, guys, just give me this, please, for once.
Happy Gilmore style.
Yeah, and like put me down in the record books as the richest person alive
For the
for
short,
that
for the
half
short,
second.
yes, for the shortest amount of time.
And how fast was the that person fired? With the error.
Oh, it doesn't say.
Ugh. Bummer. Bummer. What a pain. Well, Tony, I'm gonna take things back a while, if you don't mind. This one's coming from phi.org. A bioarchaeological Archaeologist, so sorry, a bioarchaeologist with the University of Reading in the UK has found an ancient dog's red painted penis bone along with a trove of other bones. In ancient Roman era, it was found in an ancient Roman era quarry shaft. In her paper published in the Oxford Journal of Archaeology, Ellen Green describes where the bone was found, its condition, and possible reasons for it being painted red. In her paper, Green notes that in 2015, a group of archaeologists digging out a site called Nescott, located near the modern town of Ewell, came upon a 4 meter deep shaft, giggity, that had been dug into the rock. Subsequent work revealed that the shaft had been used as a grave of sorts. It held hundreds of human and animal bones. And in this new effort, Green focuses on her efforts on one particular bone, a canine baculum, aka a penis bone, that had been painted using red ochre. Green notes that the remains of more than 280 domestic animals have been found in the shaft, 70% of which were dogs. None showed signs of butchering, disease, or burning, which suggests that they had been pets or working animals that had died and were buried. Just one of the canine penis bones had been painted, making it stand out. Green states that during Roman times, the penis or depictions of it were used in many contexts, many of which involved hoping for good luck. She suspects that the bone from the shaft likely played a role in a ritual of some sort, either before being tossed into the quarry shaft or during the intermittent. She notes that the other objects found in the shaft support the ideas that the bone could have played a role in a larger ritual, perhaps one related to fertility. Also saying that the shaft was used as a burial site for approximately 50 years, with people adding new remains perhaps 9 separate times. She also found that some of the bones appeared to have been removed at some point and then returned to the shaft at a later date, acknowledging that it is possible to say for certain of how or why the painted bone wound would up in wound up in the shaft, but notes that it is truly a one-of-a-kind find. Yes, so yeah, how do you like that there, Tutty? You like yourself a big old dog penis?
Knick-knack, knick-knack, paddywhack, paint it red, dog bone, throw it down a shaft, and then go home.
I believe that's a Doja Cat song. Paint the penis red.
Is that like inspired by the Rolling Stones' Paint It Black?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Fair Absolutely.
Enough. Fair enough. Anybody for penis? Okay. Yeah. I got nothing else to say about that. It was a very funny story, though.
But also, let's just be honest. A penis bone in a shaft. God, it just writes itself sometimes.
It's like throwing a wrench in a closet or a hot dog down a hallway. I got more money woes. This from CNN.com. Thieves bought a winning lottery ticket with a stolen credit card. Its owner has offered to split the jackpot. A French man whose stolen credit card was used to buy a winning lottery ticket has offered to split the jackpot with the two thieves. The criminals broke into Jean-David Estelle's car in the city of Toulouse on February 3rd, used his credit card to buy a few items at the bar the same day, Estelle's lawyer Pierre Demuchin told CNN on Tuesday. Among them was a lottery ticket that turned out to be a winner worth $525,000 or 500,000 euros. It's a miracle for both the thieves and my client, said Debussian, who said that Estelle is offering to split the prize money with the thieves, who appear to be homeless and have since disappeared. French police haven't been able to identify the pair, despite finding fingerprints as part of their investigation. Debussian said, adding that he's appealing to the thieves to come forward. Without my client's credit card, it would not have been possible to buy the ticket, but without the thieves' behavior, the ticket wouldn't have been bought either, said the lawyer. I really hope the thieves contact my office to strike a deal that benefits both of them and the client, who despite the crime is extremely happy to have his credit card stolen. It's truly unbelievable. Estelle doesn't want to press charges, and the thieves have nothing to fear from us. We don't know much about the thieves beyond the fact that they are homeless. We have some video footage, but the quality is poor, he said, adding that locating the pair is proving difficult.
Oh, you don't say.
Well, they're going to... I mean, if the thieves know... Do they even know it's a winning lottery ticket, first of all? And second of all, if they do, at some point they'll try to cash it in, and then that's when they'll figure it out.
Well, hopefully they're able to see the video footage of the fact that this woman is trying to reach out to them, because otherwise it's just going to be an awkward situation.
$500,000 down the drain. No one wins. Very sad.
Shame. Shame. Well, like down the shaft, like a penis in a shaft.
What a perfect time to take a commercial here on The Oddity. But before we do, I want to remind everybody to use your head and head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Plenty of awesome, cool designs that'll make your day. They make a great gift as well. Get it in long sleeve, get it in a hoodie, get it in soft style. Just spend a few extra dollars. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. The Oddity continues with weird, wacky news right after this.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
More weird and wacky for you coming right now. This one comes from AnimeGalaxyOfficial.com, which is definitely the number one news site that you should be looking at. But you know what? News is news, people. Japanese ramen shop owner puts bounty on negative reviewers. Rooted in a culture that values hospitality and attention to detail, Japan has long been renowned for its world-class customer service. Consumer-facing businesses go above and beyond to ensure customer satisfaction. However, not every establishment upholds these high standards. And a recent incident has revealed just how far a shop owner can go. Toyojiro, a gyro-style ramen restaurant in Kyoto, ranked second on the city's ramen database, has come under scrutiny for placing a bounty on customers' heads simply because they left low-rated reviews. Sounds shocking, right? Well, let's take a closer look at the events that led to such an extreme response. It all began when two individuals dined at Toyojiro's Kyoto-based outlet. After leaving, one of them posted a one-star review criticizing the store's customer service and the quality of the food. Up to this point, everything seemed normal. The negative reviews are a common occurrence. However, what happened next was anything but ordinary. The restaurant did not take the criticism lightly, and in response to the review, they posted a threatening message saying, quote, "If you write a stupid review, we'll find you. We'll beat you up." They escalated further by publishing photos of the customers and offering a cash reward to anyone who could provide information on their whereabouts. Yes. Where's that next part? I saw your post and you seemed a bit weird. We try not to treat people like you as customers, so it's fine. But you should probably avoid eating out. Someday, someone like you will get screwed. I don't care. Just come directly and I'll deal with you. We run a planned business, so if you get in our way, we'll get in your way as well, the store wrote. On their Instagram post, the restaurant posted a story offering a reward of 100,000 yen per reviewer to anyone who could provide their personal details, track them down, or take action against them. The shop made it clear that this manhunt would continue until both individuals returned to the restaurant, had another meal, and write a positive review with a photo. Toyojiro justified its actions by claiming they are serious about making ramen and are only trying to protect their reputation from damaging reviews. Reportedly, the store is looking to expand into Asia and the U.S., leading them to take extreme measures to maintain a positive public image.
Dave, you
don't, holy shit!
You don't know this, but I actually have some audio from when they tracked down one of these bad reviewers. Would you like to hear it?
Oh no! Oh no!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Punched me in the dick.
Right in the dog penis.
I'm gonna get that red bone, motherfucker.
Holy shit. And especially that they're just like, they weren't even trying to be coy about it. Like, we'll beat you up. Eat this ramen and like it, damn it.
Well, we are living up to our name of delivering the odd news to you. Here at the Ugh. Oddity. here's some more odd news. This from The Guardian. Thousands of children in England accused of witchcraft in the past decade. Thousands of children in England have been accused of witchcraft over the past decade, according to new figures that come alongside a film released on Monday. Faith-based abuse is a worldwide phenomenon, but experts found 14,000 social work assignments linked to witchcraft accusations since 2015. In the year running to March 2024 alone, there were 2,180 assessments linked to witchcraft. The stats, compiled by the National FGM Center, come as the film Kaindoki Witch Boy is released, telling the story of Mardochi Yembe, 33, who was accused of witchcraft as a child growing up in North London and subjected to an exorcism. Its release date also marks the 25th anniversary of the death of Victor Klimbi, an 8-year-old girl, who was tortured after accusations of witchcraft were leveled against her. Yembe hopes that the new film will encourage more of these children who are suffered behind closed doors to come forward. If a story like Kaindoki Witch Boy had been out there when I was a child going through those experiences, I would have felt less alone. I want this film to transform something that was bad into something good, to help other children going through the same thing. I hope children who are being accused will see that there is help out there and they can survive it. Kaindoki is one of several words used to describe the kind of witchcraft Yembe and Victoria were accused of, along with terms such as jinn, juju, and voodoo. Victoria, who died on February 25, 2000, was brought to the UK by her great-aunt Marie-Thérèse Couaud, offering Victoria's parents a European education. But Victoria was killed after suffering prolonged and extreme abuse. They said she possessed by evil spirits and she was exorcised by a pastor and forced to sleep in a bin bag at freezing cold bathroom. At the time of her death, 128 separate injuries were found on her burned and malnourished body in one of the most horrific cases of child abuse the doctor had ever seen. The film, directed by Penny Woolcook, was shot over a period of 9 days using a mix of professional and non-professional actors. Yemby and Victoria never met, but he said she had been very much in his mind when he had been working on the film. Kind of a sad story. I didn't realize that these people are accusing bad children of witchcraft. That's their lazy assessment of being a child worker.
I mean, it makes sense to me.
Oh, okay.
I see plenty of little witches and warlocks at the school.
And no Harry Potters?
No. No, bastards, do some magic, but like not the shitty magic. Yeah, like the good magic. I hate magicians. Sorry, that's my tangent for the day.
Screw you, David Copperfield.
Yeah, for real, for real. They always look so desperate. That's my problem with it. All right, let's stick in Japan, which is always a dangerous mindset to have. This one coming from the Asahi Shimbun. A new study in Japan suggests that peeing is contagious in chimpanzee troops. When one goes, they all tend to go. The question is why? The finding is based on more than 600 hours of chimp observation in Kumamoto Prefecture, according to the research team at Kyoto University. Team members found that chimpanzees with a lower status in the pecking order were more likely to engage in copycat behavior, highlighting the role of social influence in the psychological phenomenon of urinating. Other known examples of socially contagious behavior in animals include yawning and sudden mass movements of herds. The urination study marks a world first. The behavior is far from uniform, however. Researchers noted that the behavior has social dimensions, as exemplified by the way yawning is more likely to spread among mutually close individuals. The same goes for animal herds that suddenly make a mad dash in the veld. In the latter case, individuals with a higher social status, as well as those with central positions in the hierarchy, trigger the exodus. Ina Oniishi, a doctoral program student with the Kyoto University Graduate School, was in charge of observing the chimps in the latest study. She observed them for over a period of 604 hours, and Oniishi and her colleagues monitored the behaviors of 20 captive chimpanzees in four groups of five, aged between 28 and 53, at the Kyoto University Wildlife Research Center, Kumamoto Sanctuary in Uki, Kumamoto Prefecture, and took notes of 1,328 urination events. That's a lot of pissing. They began with calculating urination rates by individuals and by time slot. Comparison with repeated computer simulations showed the observed urination behaviors of the chimpanzees were synchronized and occurred within 60 seconds of another urination event at a rate of more than double what it would have been if the events have occurred randomly. That's quite a lot of piss.
This is the second week in a row you've had a piss story, I believe.
You know what? I'm just full of fluids right now.
You're inating.
Ination.
Oh. That was a jinx moment. What can you do? Yeah,
knock
you know, it's maybe that's where females get it from. Like, they always go to the bathroom together, right?
Tony, you and I use the bathroom together all the time.
When is the last time we've ever used the bathroom together?
Shut up. Just let it work. This builds chemistry, okay?
Dave's a liar, everyone.
Damn it. That's how real journalism works. We should lie at some point.
Oh, I forgot. Hashtag journalism.
At some point.
Hashtag
We're not there yet, though.
That's a shirt you can go get at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Hashtag journalism.
Yes.
True story. All right, I got one more story. This comes from Fox 4KC. It's a story out of Independence, Missouri. A woman is facing charges involving a car that crashed into Independence Daycare Wednesday, but she wasn't the one behind the wheel. Police say the driver was an impatient 11-year-old boy. Count On Me Academy near Missouri Highway 291 and Good Gel remains partially closed from the crash, only serving younger children on the north side of the building. The other half of the building is blocked off, where a bush is missing in front of the brick building, where there's a large crack and the portion of the wall below the window is pushed in significantly. The window is pushed in looks to me at least 4 inches or more because you can see the edging there. So I think probably going to cost a little bit to get fixed, Lisa Greenwall, who works at the salon next door, said. Police say a mother arrived about 4 p.m. to pick up children at the daycare and left her 11-year-old son in the car. It's kind of scary leaving an 11-year-old child in the car unattended, Shailene Williams said. The boy told police his mom was taking too long inside, so he decided to drive off. He thought the car was in reverse, but it was actually in drive, and he crashed into the building. Thankfully, no one was injured. The damage is bad enough, the daycare's owner said. They are still working to determine what repairs will need to be made and if and when that will be able to be put the older age group children inside the other half of the daycare. I don't think it was a high rate of speed, but yeah, I think there was enough damage that the building is going to have quite a bit of work. Police cited the mother for endangering the welfare of a child for leaving him in a car with it running. They said she was not immediately booked so she could attend to her children. Police also say the child who crashed into the daycare isn't in any trouble, at least with the law.
It's 11-year-old child. I'm sorry. That's bullshit.
What is?
How long was she in the the fact that they're like, oh, endangering the welfare of a child. He was in the car and he was 11 years old. How long was he in the car for altogether? Did it say? Did I miss that part?
10 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Get fucked. She doesn't need to be booked on that shit. That's bull.
I think the worst thing is probably having to pay for to fix.
Isn't that repercussion enough?
Fix the school. Like, does your insurance cover that with the car? Like, you weren't driving? Like, I mean, this is a gigantic mess.
Dude, I'm just saying, I have a lot of issue with this. My mother used to leave me in the car for that long, if not longer, and probably at a younger age, which may explain some things about me. But I just know that I was fine. You lock the door, you leave the car on, you listen to the radio, whatever.
I think the lucky thing that happened was that the car wasn't in reverse, and the 11-year-old didn't drive away with the car, because that could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, where the fuck was he gonna go?
Well, I mean, that could have really caused some major harm. Like, if you go out on the road as an 11-year-old.
Yeah, what the fuck? Well, I mean, haven't you ever seen that kid that was like, I was trying to do hood rat things with my friends? No, you never saw that?
Well.
Yeah. Well, I have one more for you, Tony. A real short one.
Fire away.
ScriptsNews.com. A man sues Kim Kardashian for mistakenly identifying him as a death row inmate. If my page would like to reload for me, that would be wonderful. Wonderful. Kim Kardashian is being sued after allegedly misidentifying a man on Instagram as a death row inmate last year. Kardashian attempted to bring awareness to Texas death row inmate Ivan Cantu and asked her followers to sign a petition to save his life, but mistakenly used a photo of a man who lives in New York that shares the same name. The New York man is suing the celebrity for libel, slander, emotional distress, and invasion of privacy. Kim Kardashian's attorney said the image was taken down immediately after the error was discovered and called it a simple mistake. So this is something that we're going to have to follow going forward. This is stupid. What a stupid idiot.
you know, I give him credit. He's just trying to cash in. I mean, that's what everybody else does nowadays. Most more times than not, the celebrity or the person with a bunch of money is happy to shell out what they think is a lot and doesn't really affect them at all. So he's swinging for the fence. He might strike out, though. Hasn't she been studying law for like the last decade?
Has she?
I believe so.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, for all future Kim Kardashian news, we'll come to you being the expert that you are.
Okay.
And maybe you could do some critical analysis of her future work. Hopefully something with Ray J associated.
Yeah, she has actually was through an apprenticeship with a law firm in San Francisco focusing on criminal justice reform.
Well, that tracks with her death row stuff. So that, I guess that makes sense to me. But, well, maybe next time you should do some little more fact-checking and realize that that wasn't a death row inmate.
She said she was sorry.
Oh, you know, no big deal. No big deal.
It's not like she left her kid in the car while it was running.
11 years old. They're fine. They're fine.
Folks, PC Tony signing off. Dave will take you through the rest of the show. See you next week.
Yeah, you already know what's up. This is The Oddity. We do stories of all this tomfoolery. Real stories, people. These are real goddamn stories. We talked about chimp urination. 600 hours of studying chimp piss. Oh my God. And yet the thing that really makes me mad is an 11-year-old in a car. That's it. How dare you? If you'd like to support The Oddity, go on to that. What's our shop page again?
You're really work. I knew I was going to work you up with that last comment. That's why I kind of head on over to thechairshot.com. Plenty of great wrestling reviews, news, articles, and opinions. Also, Chairshot Radio Network on all your favorite streaming platforms, podcasts every single day, sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment.
Hashtag journalism, motherfuckers.
ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot.
Yeah, so for PC Tunning, I'm Dave Wirth. This has been The Oddity. Let's get some more news next week. We'll see you next, or hear you, or you'll hear us. I don't know. I'm drunk at this point. This has been The Oddity, and let's keep the news ridiculous.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.